Hey, it's JMS. I am so excited for you to check out this episode. And if you are in Cincinnati, I will be there February 7th and 8th. I'm doing two shows, technically in Dayton, Kentucky. I will be giving 10% of the show to a local charity called Women Helping Women. And if you're in Wrightwood, California on Valentine's Day, or if you're looking for something to do on Valentine's Day and are interested in a cute little mountain escape, I'm doing a Valentine's Day show at the Speakeasy at Wrightwood B&B. And those are my road shows for the time being. I am otherwise in LA or perhaps in other cities while I edit and promote and get ready to release my very first hour special. So I will see you out on the road. Thank you for listening. Enjoy this episode.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What kind of ignorant shit is that?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
You idiot, you fool!
Hey, dummy!
This is the Ignorance's Blast podcast.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Hey everybody, it's JMS. I am in a hotel in San Diego where I evacuated to, and I am filming this little video on my phone. So if the audio is a little wonky, that's why. Just to insert before the episode with Justin Clark, because I wanted to let you guys know in case it's not extremely obvious by our conversation not at all mentioning fires. It was recorded before the fires broke out. So that's that. I hope, you know, if you've been obsessively watching the news like I have, maybe this can be a little light moment to give yourself a break. I realize not everyone is obsessively watching the news, so for some of you, maybe this is business as usual. So either way, I hope you enjoy this episode with my good friend Justin Clark. Make sure you follow him. If you guys, by the way, I have had some people in the group do this, but if you're listening and you're not in the Facebook group, you can send idiot in the news stories. So if you see some dum-dum near you or just a random news story pop up, send that over to ignoranceisblessedpodcast@gmail.com. And I'm going to start reading those with guests. The end of this episode that's bonus, you can get by going over to punchup.live/JMS. You just have to put your email in. It's free. It's not a Patreon or anything. I'm just collecting emails so that I can tell you where I'll be when I'm near you, not just in general. Or like in an emotional way, but you're obviously getting that from this podcast. Other than that, leave a rating and a review if you haven't, because this is all I have now. All right, enjoy the episode, idiots. Welcome back to Ignorance is Blessed. Hang on, now I don't know if I have us lined up on the camera.
Go check.
Justin Clark's here, everyone.
With the dog.
We're good to go. I still have a muffin top and nothing can be done about that. At the time we're recording this, I have no idea what the trolls will have said about the last video I did, but
being a woman on the internet sounds like a blast.
It's you're either a fat pig or a skinny bitch. Either way, you're not funny. Yeah, that's it's fat, ugly, not funny. That's if you're a comedian. It'd be weird if they're saying that to people who aren't trying to do comedy. This isn't even funny, and it's a therapist.
You're an idiot.
Or you're a slut. You fucking stupid slut. Ooh, where's your dad?
Going through comments, which is like a thing now. There are podcasts about it, but let's like go.
Oh, on. Yeah. Cole fucking.
Cole's got one. There's like a. Even more. There's like a.
There's a few
big
of them.
One, too. And I can't. But it is like. Whew. You see some. You're like, God.
People are
what
wild.
You?
I know. You know what? Here's how I can tell that my career is slowly progressing. I finally reached the point where other people start going after.
That's
the,
great.
The
That's a good place.
And I'm like, all right.
It's like why I don't release like any videos or anything. I'm like, terrified of because you release as a comic, you release anything, and people's like, this is this guy's joke. And it's like,
oh yeah. He talks about wind.
I haven't watched comedy in 10 years. Don't give a shit.
And usually,
like,
by the way,
this joke is also 9 years old.
Yeah. Occasionally, it's like you might, if you were to watch that person, you'd go, oh, it is the same premise, but we went a different direction. 9 times out of 10, it's not even close.
Yeah.
It's like you both said, I drink sometimes. Yeah. And they're like, somebody already talked about drinking.
Dude, so you either get that or you just get people who are like viciously. They are some people who are like great at finding the core, the thing that will break you down.
Oh, the will tear
the
you
Jenga
apart.
Block that you need to pull the like, one, and you're like, Jesus Christ, Frank.
Yeah,
from
which is
Iowa?
I know, you piece of shit.
How did you see into my soul?
Their
find
pictures,
the one thing,
and just a flag.
Like, fuck.
It's yeah. That's why I never did roast battle, because I was like, I think I like writing roast jokes. I yeah. think I'm self-aware enough to know what all my flaws are, but I felt like if I go up there and someone points out something I don't know,
yeah.
I can't take one more thing I hate about myself.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it was like, I did roast joke once early. I must have maybe 2 or 3 years in the comedy, and I lost, and my note was they said I was too mean.
Too
and
mean?
I was like, I don't understand the point of this then.
Too mean?
Like, I was like, I'm pretty sure.
I think that means you're the best.
But yeah, I only did one, I lost.
Do you remember who it was against?
I can't remember. I have no, I like, I
that
didn't.
Fucking dumb piece of shit. I hope they failed. Unless it was yeah. someone cool that I like, and then hooray for them, I guess.
But the people who were good at it, like, aren't necessarily people you thought would be good.
No. And it's a separate skill.
I do remember Matt
skill.
Bissar being good and being like, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Bissar, it's like
be like, yeah, you, of course you would be good.
Yeah, because it's formulaic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's like a math guy.
Yeah. It's like.
It's a puzzle.
And it's like a cutting punch. And so it's a setup punch, and it's like the more cutting the punch is, so it was right up his alley. But anyone who's like good at that.
Yeah, it's a specific skill set too, because there's some people who are incredible roasters, and not Matt, Bruce Hart, he's also a very funny comedian, but there's some people who
yeah,
like
who,
that's
like,
all they can do.
Great roasters and are not.
And you
yeah.
watch their stand-up and you're like, this is
yeah.
painful.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like you're roasting us.
Honestly, it's like, I think I feel like, if, as far as the people who like, we're just going to get into fucking shit talking.
We don't have to name any names.
It only took us 5 minutes to do that. Good for us. let's just start casting strays here. Everyone's going to catch one.
Getting hit by bullets.
But yeah, I haven't seen. I was like trying to think. The people who do the roast battles in general, like when it was, I don't know, that 5,
big,
6 years.
Yeah.
It was like big.
When it was like the hot
there
that
was
thing.
Like a handful of like, well, you're also a good comic. I was. It was a weird where yeah. it's like, I don't wonder what it is about this where it's like.
Yeah, it's a Venn diagram.
Folks that aren't necessarily strong, don't have 20 or 30 minutes or stage presence are like solid.
Solid roasters. Well, I think it's also just like that format for doing those quick jokes is mm-hmm. like, you have to be so specifically good in that format that it could even possibly translate to like, because it's basically one-liners.
Yeah.
And to stand up on stage for 20 or 30 minutes and do one-liners, you have to be like, Mark Norman basically does one-liners, but he finds
yeah.
ways to like weave a whole story that's
yeah.
like one-liner, 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 mm-hmm. and it's all under the umbrella. And
yeah.
I think that's very hard for a lot of people to do.
Yeah. It's like one big one-liner that's almost a premise and then just tag, 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 tag.
Tag, tag, tag. And when someone's good at it, it's yeah. like, because that's,
it
I love.
It is hard. Like, I loved Anthony Jeselnik. Even when I like when I first started comedy, it's like 20 to 30 of that format, I'm good. An hour of it is like, okay.
And after a while, you get
yeah.
like, you're like, okay,
and I fucking,
twist.
I think this shit is hilarious. But it's like, yeah, after an hour, like, but at this point, there's like a handful of people get me watch an hour of.
No one can watch an hour of anything
yeah.
these days.
No.
The internet has destroyed us.
And I like to think I'm not part of it. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I don't want to watch an hour of.
No.
Any.
Someone would have to be so good. And I really don't think I could. I can't watch. I couldn't watch anyone stand up hour not live. They'd have to be really
yeah.
good and it would have to be live.
Mm-hmm.
Though
I was like, I have wanted to go back and watch one of Tosh's because one of his specials keeps popping up on my algorithm. Like,
an
cuts
old one?
Of it.
Oh.
Not the first one, but it's like either second or third. And you forget, like, I'm like, oh yeah. You're like, you're so good.
He's so
like,
fucking funny. Which
like
is so funny.
God, yeah, you're like almost underrated.
Yeah, no, but, well, it's because he got tossed into what was effectively like a new age America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
Like he was the, you know.
I mean, yeah, he did that willingly and made his money.
Oh,
like,
yeah, he made great money. It was a great show.
Because then he would come out every 4 to 5 years maybe and have a special just to remind people like, yeah, I'm still good at this. And you're like, oh, fuck, yeah, you are.
Yeah,
and
that it's like, lest you think I'm just some TV
yeah.
hack piece of shit. I'm also a brilliant comedian. There's a reason I had that show.
Yeah, and he just gets to bring his buddies
oh.
that he surfs with on tour who are actually good, who also, who's.
Who opens
I think
for him?
Lachlan, who's like a great comic, but he surfs with him, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He goes on the road with him a bunch, huh?
Uh-huh. I
yeah.
think. But yeah.
It's just all people who look like him. Tall and skinny surfers.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
That's
they
so
are.
Funny.
Lachlan is Tosh with long, curly.
Is his hair still long?
Oh, it's short.
I thought
now,
he cut it,
it,
but then I'm like, was that a fever dream? Like, I can't picture him without long hair, but
yeah.
I think he has cut it.
Yeah, I think he does.
Lachlan Patterson is so fucking funny.
Lachlan Patterson's very funny. check him out. Stop watching this.
Yeah, leave this. Go. Here's a link. I'm just kidding. All right. Well, fuck. Where do we go from talking about roast battle? I want to ask you. Listen, we just did the road together. If you guys didn't see the last episode with Justin Clark, make sure you go check that out. But a very funny guy. I don't fucking know what to tell you. What do I tell them about you? He's a bachelor. He should go on The Bachelor.
Penniless.
He's an artist.
Yes.
I'm a penniless.
Just a penniless cunt.
He needs a sugar mama.
Yeah, we were on the road. We did Bozeman.
Seattle.
I'm from Seattle, so it was fun to get back up there. It was the second time we did the road. Last time around, it's probably the last time I did this or close to it.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, that's what happens. I see people and I'm like, we should hang out more. I hang out with them one more time and then I don't see them for a year.
Yeah, but we did the Northwest. But yeah, we did. First time we did Portland, Seattle, Vancouver.
That was crazy. That Vancouver show that was like 35 people in a giant theater.
Yeah, that was.
They moved it to like they have a regular comedy club that's small with low ceilings.
Yeah.
And they booked me for, that was a Monday.
It also was like a theater that I was like, I think this place is about to come down.
I was like, we are in danger.
I'm pretty sure this place is condemned.
I think they put us in there hoping there would be some sort of insurance accident.
Yeah.
They're like, she jumps a lot. Maybe the ceiling will cave.
Yeah, I remember it was cold and rainy. I was like, I want a cigarette. And I don't ever buy packs, but I bought a pack there. But it's like Canada. So it was like, they had the cancer picture.
Oh, the like dead baby.
It was like a $30 pack. I was like, Jesus, out of spite. I was like, okay, I'm just going to do this. And I had two and I gave the rest to an homeless guy. But I was like, oh, yeah.
You just made his day.
They make you pay.
Wow. Do you think, well, you don't smoke a lot. That was like a random occurrence.
I was like, we finished the road.
Were you ever a big smoker?
No.
Oh.
Like my dad smoked like a pack. Like he
Dude,
was
my
smoker.
Mom was a fucking chimney.
My mom would smoke 4 to 5 cigarettes a year. And if Pam had a cigarette, you fucking knew.
You were in trouble.
Like you got out of there.
Dude, you're like, yeah, oh, I can like just picture it. Like, she's got a cigarette.
I remember coming home once. I must have been a senior in high school. My sister's like, booking out the front door, and I was like, what's going on? She's like, mom's got a cigarette. I was like,
mom's got a cigarette. Like, am I just picturing your mom in the dark and all you see is the cigarette light up? She's like, hello, Justin.
Pam Clark smoking a cigarette. You fucking shit's not, it's bad, shit's about foot.
Shit has hit the fan. Yeah. It's bad. Fuck, dude, my mom smoked inside. Oh, it was a fucking stunk. And then she quit smoking inside when my stepdad got cancer.
Fair. Okay.
She's like, fine, I'll smoke on the porch. So she'd be out on the patio. At this point, we'd moved to Alaska. She'd just be out there in like -3, relentless.
Jesus.
That couldn't stop her from smoking. I was going to ask if you feel like what Canada does would deter you if you were a smoker.
I mean, I think like if people who are like at that price point, yeah. But I've only bought in my life probably 3 or 4 packs of cigarettes. And I literally every time it's like I wanted one. I didn't want to be there, so I pulled out 2 or 3 and gave the rest away.
Why don't... I mean, I guess...
But I also can't... If I chain smoke 2 cigarettes, I'm done for the day. I'm like, I have to...
Does
one
it fuck
cigarette,
you
I
up?
Have to, like, sit down. Yeah, I don't have... I don't know how people...
Just
like,
keep
do
smoking?
Or,
do you
like,
get dizzy?
Yeah.
Do you do those... You don't do, like, the... You did one the other night, Zins?
I'll do, like, the Zins, but, like...
How often?
Whenever someone has one, I'm like, sure.
But you don't buy them? Like, you just, like...
No. Because it's the only thing I like about cigarettes. It's just the nicotine. So you're like, oh, lightheaded. And you're like, okay.
If I you can, like getting light? I don't understand. Like, oh, I'm lightheaded. Like,
well, it's the thing. It's why people, it kills the stress. So like, I didn't know how to smoke a cigarette for years. And then I remember, as a guy, I never liked them. And then it was either someone gave me a vape, and I remember like hitting it and being like, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like.
You're like, oh, like, this oh, is what it. I was chasing.
Vapes are way more different. Way more dangerous. I think you could smoke a vape all day.
And it doesn't give you
doesn't
that, like...
I mean, it can, but you, like...
But it's not as bad.
Pandemic, I was smoking some vapes. I have 2 cigarettes, and I'm like, I'm sick. I can't have... So, like, they smell bad, and they get on... The other thing is, like, they smell bad, they get on my clothes, so then I hate myself. So
then
I,
you're,
stop.
The cigarette guy.
Yeah. So, in vapes, you can just do it all day. So, like, I prefer cigarettes because, like, I get sick. It reminds my
they
body.
Stop you.
My body's like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And then, like, I smell it on my clothes for, like...
Ever.
Yeah. And I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, it would live in my hair. Yeah. No, because it's almost like you need that. Because if a vape, you're what? You smell like cotton candy. I need something to... it's like really tasty alcoholic beverages, you know, that are like fruity that you
They're
don't even
come
realize.
Back and screw you in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Sugar.
But I like that if I do drink, I try to get something that's like alcohol. Like I'm sure. Like, no, whiskey.
That's what that's what I've always said about it. It's like I don't like alcohol. So it's like if I'm drinking, I'm either nursing a beer.
Yeah.
Which I can just put beers, but or I'm get me to where I'm going. Don't want fucking so it's like people are like, what is your drink? It's like a beer and a shot deal is perfect. Because like I get a beer, I get the shot. Once I have three of those, I like cut the shot out and I'm like, now we're here.
You're
now
blacked out. Oh my God, that would kill
me. Now it's just maintain. That's just like get an acceptable amount of like, all right, make me fun, but like
make me fun.
I'm not a problem and I can still take care of myself. I don't trust anyone to take
care of you.
Yeah. The people who could just get blackout and like I'm your guy's.
The blind trust. Also, fuck you. And I say that as someone who was that person all of college.
We've dealt. I was that person once in college, and it was at a house party, and I got into a pulling contest out of this fifth of Black Velvet with this with this frat kid who was like my good buddy's good buddy. And like I went toe to toe with him, and I think he won. But like I finished my like and I like hit the floor, like I was like room spun,
ta-ta,
camera out. Black Box was still going, so I was like on the grass in this yard.
Black like, Box was still going.
I can still hear everything, and I just hear my buddy Ty go, "Cops are here!" And you hear them hop the fence, and it's just me in my head going like, "No, I'm still here. No, I'm still here. Don't leave me here."
You can't get up. You're and like, then, "What about me?"
And then two other friends hop, and I hear one of them go, "Fuck, is that Justin?"
You're just on the ground.
The other one goes, "Yeah." And they're like, get him. And you hear him get off the fence. And I just feel like I get picked up. And then I would get raised. I'm like, oh, they're saving me. And then they threw me over the fence. And I just hit a bulkhead. And I'm like, oh. And then they drag me like two blocks. They find Ty, who's like, who had left me.
That
who's
piece
to this
of
day
shit.
My best friend. Left me.
Fuck you, Ty.
And go, here he is. And they dump me on Ty. And Jerry, who's the guy I got in the polling contest with.
Jerry?
Uh-huh.
What are you drinking against a guy named Jerry? He has an alcohol named after him.
I made a lot of mistakes that night. And,
Sailor Jerry?
Ty, they dragged me back. We were living in a house off campus. We had to be 20 blocks from our house.
You went to college before like Lyft and Uber, right?
Oh, yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
You don't know how lucky you have it. No one in college is watching this.
Yeah.
But fucking.
Though I don't even remember. Yeah, but they get me home. Ty throws me on my bed. He only shows me because I promptly piss myself.
Immediately.
He takes a picture. Like, because I woke up in the morning like, oh, God damn it. And I was like, what happened? And he just showed me the picture. It's like, dude. And he goes, dude, if I drag you 25
blocks. I'm taking a picture.
And you piss yourself, I get the picture. Like, yeah, I mean,
you're like, that's fair. That's fair.
Yep. All right. Yeah, that was the drunkest. That was the one that was a problem.
I think I always managed to mostly take care of myself, but I would black out and just be a nuisance.
Yeah. It was also like I would do Adderall and call like I would and so it's like the Black Box would never so it was always like
you're
it's
like
just dangerous
on.
It's just like your body's still gonna shut off like your mind's still gonna but if your body is still standing
yeah like, your mind just goes that's I blacked out a lot it's like your mind's like you don't want to know what you did next
yeah totally
yeah and then but I would be fully functional people would be like what do you mean you don't remember you were dancing on the counter and I'm like no.
There's the alcohols where I'm like, oh, I don't like myself on that alcohol, but it's literally, I'm nice. Tequila.
That's
tequila,
why you don't like tequila. I'm too friendly,
dude. It's,
the amount of people who they're like think I'm flirting with them.
I'm a horny golden retriever.
Yeah,
it's like everyone's cool.
You're all my best friends.
But everyone's cool, and I will hump a fire hydrant.
Let's get in a hot tub. Let's get naked.
It's just like,
I always wanted to. When I first like started dabbling in anything comedy related, like trying to. Figure out how do I do stand-up. I was always doing dumb shit that I guess was funny, but allegedly that sounds stupid to say. I was always
get
funny.
To your story,
but I always wanted to do like a sketch about like I couldn't ever figure out how to. Wow, this is who's listening
She's
to this?
Having a stroke.
How to like visually convey the differences in like if these bottles could talk type of like
yeah,
the
yeah.
difference in like I guess it, right now I'm realizing it would just be a TikTok of like me on Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Punching someone, me on tequila, blowing someone.
Dude, yeah, everyone has.
I'm the mayor if I drink beer.
And everyone has it like an alcohol, like the alcohol joke. Like, who's the guy? He's a terrible human being now, but I can't. He's a comic, and I can't. But he's got like a joke like your body's the club and it's like the alcohol's outside waiting to get in. Like, getting like causing like tequila shows up and it's like, let's fucking go.
Yeah, like, tequila's no. the hot girl. Yeah. Who's just wrecking everything.
Whiskey's just like just went through a divorce.
Oh God. Whiskey's a nightmare.
But you go through like I used to like whiskey was my shot and I can't.
No,
if
me
I,
too.
If I smell Jameson anymore, I'm just like
I would do Jack Daniels. I went through a phase in college where I drank what I called rocket fuel.
Nice.
It was Diet Rockstar and Jack Daniels.
Fucking hell.
And I would be lit up, blacked out. But that's the thing about like that, or I mean, that was just my different version of like a Red Bull vodka. But that shit's dangerous because you are so confidently stumbling.
It was
you're like, I could go all night and you're just.
Yeah. Four Loko, was that in, when you were in college? Because it got banned. Like, I was in college when it got banned.
I was like,
and it was
I
like
was
when you learn
part of the ride.
Like, yeah, it's malt, it's Rockstar malt liquor, essentially.
That's crazy.
Like, and then you go, like, well, I was already doing.
No, that's what I was like, I was already doing that.
Adderall and tequila shot slammers. So it's like, okay.
That's fucking. I feel like I might have said this to you, probably not on a podcast, but I used to work on a radio station. And it was a morning show.
Okay. I don't know.
So it was like 5 a.m.
Jesus.
So I would stay out all night partying and then just go home, take an Adderall, and take like a 20-minute nap. And then I'd wake up and be like, I'm good to go.
Was this in college or after college?
This was in college.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, work. I was an intern. Yeah. That they're like, we're going to hire you. And then it was 2009. There was immediately a hiring freeze after my internship.
Yeah. That's the other people don't realize. But we came out. It's always been bad since we came out during literally a depression.
Yeah.
Stock market crash.
It was I was like, I thought this would be better.
Housing market bubble burst. My parents thought, I remember I had to start, I was a rich kid and then I became a poor kid in college. I like,
devastating
I had college
for you.
My freshman year. And then my parents lost all their money. And when they stopped, all of it.
That's so
my
devastating.
Dad lost his mind. And then like, I called, I was like, my mom's like, yeah, so you're going to have to figure out college. Because I was like getting. I was out of state, so I had to like, figure out how to get
like
in
loans.
State.
Wait, you went to
the University of Washington,
but you were out of state.
Yeah, because my parents moved. They had moved to the Valley, like my last 2 years of high school.
Oh,
those was like
fucking inconsiderate.
Part of my big fuck you was like enjoy paying out of state, and my mom's like enjoy paying out of state, and I was like Jesus,
that's fucking crazy.
I was pissed when we moved. I hated it.
Oh, okay. Wait, I want to talk about fuck. There's something you just said. God damn it. All right. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Golden Globes.
Oh, the Golden Globes. Wait, don't distract me. We're back, you guys. And we might get into the Golden Globes because who doesn't want to talk about awards that everyone pays for?
I didn't watch it.
No, I will tell you, I thought about watching it. Then I Googled how to watch it. Said Paramount Plus. Went to Paramount Plus. I would have had to upgrade my subscription to Paramount Plus with Showtime, even though it's on CBS.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, do you think I care about actors jerking each other off that much?
We're getting back to the like cable pricing days. Like,
it's so
YouTube TV just like I have YouTube TV and they just hit me with an email. It's like, yeah, we're going to raise it by 10, which I think is like
10?
Yeah.
Dollars?
So it's like raised to like 80 or something close to it. And I'm like,
for YouTube TV?
Yeah. Like I split it, so it's like it's still but like we're getting close to it. I'm like, oh, this I'm gonna cord cut again.
I mean, I know that this is a premise. I think I've seen like Robbie Sloak tweet about it, but genuinely, how long till someone's like packaging all of the streamers for one price? And it's like, that's cable.
Yeah, exactly.
We're basically doing the same thing.
Or like, how can there be one internet option provider? And I'm just like, how is this not a monopoly?
I mean, my internet is so fucking bad. I want to hang myself. I want to talk about really quick, because we briefly talked about the stock market and you said that you're dad lost everything. Your family lost everything. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately because, well, the truth is, it's because my lovely boyfriend, Nate, has gotten into crypto. And
I mean, he does look, bless his heart.
He looks like
we're
a crypto bro.
Big fans of Nate.
We love
but
Nate.
If you just showed me him.
You'd be like, yeah, of course.
I never met him. And he just, I'm like, you're about to really talk to me about crypto right now.
Yeah. No, I was the other day we were all out at watching a game, getting wings, which is straight guy brunch, I realized.
Yeah.
That's his, where I'm going to the game is, that's your brunch.
You were there for straight guy brunch.
Yeah, I infiltrated. And let me tell you, much darker than regular brunch, much less singing.
It was great.
It was so fun.
Much less singing, for sure.
But it was the first time he ever mentioned anything about the crypto stuff, like, in front of people, and I was like, and he just got into it, and I don't even like I don't mind it. He, you know, it probably would have prevented me from staying with him if, like, at the beginning of our relationship was like a crypto bro. But he's also for sure on the spectrum, and he's learning about it and getting really good. Like, I'm like, oh, these are your trains.
Yeah,
is crypto.
There you go.
And so I've been calling him Make It Rain Man, but. But my fear, and what I've said to him, is I'm like, I've had to stop myself from, I'm like, okay, stop bringing it up, because I have this, like, family of gamblers, and, like.
Sure. I mean, that's my only thing. It is gambling.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not a finance bro. There is no rhyme. It's called decentralized currency.
Yeah.
It's just.
It's PR, rogue.
It's PR for, this isn't rooted in anything. It has monetary value because we say it does.
Yeah.
And that might end tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you're just on this wave of, and we, like, during the pandemic, I had a bunch of friends who, like, made a killing.
Yeah.
But didn't get out in time. I had guys who were up $800,000 who were penniless before this. And I'm like, why aren't you cashing
pull out?
And then they lost everything. They're like, woo. I'm like,
leave it to men to not know how to pull out.
You had nothing. Like, what do you complain? Like, you had nothing. So all of this was found money.
That's just what's crazy, like, to me.
Take it out and then put it into actual.
You take it out while it's there.
Investing.
Well, that's what blows my mind. So when you say your family lost everything, I think of. So I have a small amount of stocks. And let me tell you, I had a little bit more than it was still small, but it's even smaller because mama took out all her stocks.
Yeah.
Because. We're not on the road.
Yeah, no.
Till February, if you're in Cincinnati.
I just had to do the same to pay down some credit card debt, folks. Discover.
Yeah. But it blows my mind, and this is what I've kept bringing up to Nate. Like, what? I know I'm annoying going, oh, just make sure it's like a responsible amount.
Yeah.
And it is. But people who put all their money in.
Yeah, so that's what I was always, because my parents were like super frugal. And it's also like that whole, what happened with them was like kind of what led me to comedy. It's like they hated their jobs, but they made a lot of money. But it's like to work a job,
you hate,
and then they lost it. And their, my dad was in advertising. They just were not. They don't hire those guys. They're like, we're just going to pay three kids nothing to do what you did. And he was like,
wow. So it just ruined him.
He's egotistical to like
accept that
to take a lesser job or do anything. He was just like, he fully lost his mind. But like,
fuck.
He was always super smart with his money, like, so he didn't spend anything. If I bought a video game, he would like make me feel. So he was like, he grew up poor, but he put it all. But I think the way the housing market where it was like all, because you can package stocks together. I forget what they're called, but where it's like,
I know
it's
what you're talking
put
about.
Them into and it
mutual
was like,
funds. That's not right.
It was like the back end of those was where the toxic assets were for within real estate.
Yeah.
Like, so when that popped, and then everyone
just crumbled.
So it's like everything. You lost everything. So he kept all his saving. It was essentially, he kept everything in there because it was supposed to be the safest way you could do it.
Yeah.
And then when the whole system failed.
It fucking.
Yeah.
Because I looked at like what I have put in to stocks. Like, it was always, I tried to look at it as like, yeah, as if, assuming it never grows, I could afford to lose the money I'm putting in.
Yeah.
But then it grows and you're like, well, then I have this much net worth, but it'll keep growing. And you think, but I've always tried to keep like a head on my shoulders. And by the way, I don't have enough money that I could even rely on. This is my savings, but never making that the like, well, at least I have my stocks.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And it's like, if you have blue chip stocks, like if you like, I just sold a bunch of Starbucks to pay down my.
Oh my God, never, I'm devastated that you sold that.
I fucking hate Starbucks.
Honestly, get it. It's going to crash like, eventually.
We crashed earlier this year because they got a new CEO. And that's the other thing. These things change with new CEOs. They change. Like, so Starbucks got a new CEO who didn't do anything. He sucked. So they.
I also don't understand stocks.
So then the new CEO came. He hasn't done anything, but like just because he hasn't, but it went up. Just because there's a new one.
Yeah, they're like, he'll save us.
So it's like, yeah, okay, I don't like Starbucks anyway, and I don't understand how they can raise their market value in any way. Like, you've everywhere.
Hey, they put olive oil in their coffee.
Sure, I mean, that's what, like, unless they get into, like, oil, which I'm not, which I could see happening.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I sold that, but, like, I have a bunch of Microsoft, and I have like things that are just like never going to.
You assume.
Yeah. But like.
They'll always exist because yeah. they're going to keep growing. There's ways for them to mm-hmm. expand and
but
develop.
When you hold. I mean, the size of market Microsoft holds on like just straight software, and then like they bought ChatGPT, so they own that.
Oh.
They beat Google to it. So there's no, they're going to be fine.
They're fine.
But like, there was a time like when they fucked up the phone and couldn't figure out, I was like, what are you guys? The Zune.
I forgot about the Zune.
There was some.
Where it got real dicey.
Yeah.
You're like, I need this in the future to pay off my credit cards.
There's things like that. Like, especially if your stocks keep splitting because they just keep, like Microsoft, I mean, Amazon splits constantly because it's just like they just want more stocks to get more money. So it's like your shares split and then you just, you know, all of a sudden they get watered down, but you get more. It's like,
yeah.
If you keep splitting, you're doing fine. But yeah, at some point. And the other thing is like you used to, this has turned into just a fucking finance podcast.
I know. This is, we got real serious.
I don't know. Like, and I don't know. But I used to like, I would cash out my stocks and I'd put it in like a high yielding CD because that's essentially just loaning money to the banks and be like, okay, I can't touch this for
a while,
3 years or whatever. But the interest on that you can live off of, because what you're essentially doing is like, here, bank, here's $200,000. You could do whatever the fuck you want with it, which is just loaning
but
out
you
to
owe
other
me.
People. And by giving them that, they give you crazy interest
relative to like a regular savings
on that, but you can't touch it for X amount of years.
Yeah, but it's so honestly, it's good because you're money. Like, yeah. You have to have enough money that you don't need
so
that
if
money.
You cash out, you know, and you float, you've got $250,000 in cash, and like, all right, that'll, and you cash out $1 million worth of stocks, which, you know, who has that, but let's pretend you give
the
that
math
to the
is
bank,
easier.
And
yeah.
It's like the interest on $1 million that you get, you, historically, that you would get.
Yeah.
But now that's not safe anymore because now it's like banks are like failing again.
It's crazy.
Like Silicon Valley Bank failed or something like that. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, like, here we go again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Listen, do I have rogue cash lying around? Absolutely. Do I have in other currencies? Sure. I'm a crazy person.
It's what, yeah. It's wild that...
I'm like, one of these might rise up.
If you don't have debt, like in our generation...
You're winning.
You're a millionaire.
Yeah.
That's essentially...
You're so far ahead of...
That's the...
It's fucking crazy. It just blows my mind because... Anyway, who's still here?
Kind of funny.
Everyone's killed themselves thinking about their own finances in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't.
Anyways, I want to talk about something because you have a really funny bit, and I don't want to dive into the full premise of the bit
because
I want people to go see you and watch your comedy. But you have a bit about older women getting divorces and how older divorced men are just...
useless human beings.
Yes.
Yeah. So like my parents got old divorce, which is truly should be illegal.
Old divorced.
Yeah, because it's at that point, fuck you. Like, it's the kids. Like, we had to live through NOM.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't...
Why didn't you just split up and let us have that trauma
totally.
Instead of you guys
so
wanting
like
to
now,
kill each other?
Like, I'm not doing two Christmases now.
Yeah.
In my late 20s, 30s, whatever. It's like,
yeah.
I'm
especially
one.
Not the way you left me. I can't afford it.
Yeah. I'm picking one of you. I assume the other one dies off. I don't know how it works, but like... But there is like... And I think it's like a new movement. There is a bunch of... empowered older women like my mom.
That's why I wanted to bring it up because my mom's doing it too. She's
finally left.
Who
are like, because like what happens is like men are raised by their mother. It's just universe. Show me a guy who was raised by his dad.
I mean, show anyone
a good dad. A good dad is a guy who like fucking was hands off.
Literally, the best dads. It's like, oh, you stuck around, didn't hit people, and you blamed your farts on animals and had light beer.
I think I've met like 3 good dads in my life, and it is wild. They're like, oh yeah, you.
Yeah, and you're like, dad. What's wrong with you?
But I think guys are like, they're raised by their mother. Then they either go to college or whatever they do. They have, you know, 3 to 4 years in free agency in their 20s where they're like on their own.
They're just slutting it up.
Just fucking being whores, eating ramen and drinking shitty beer.
Natty Light.
And then they find another lady who...
That's what I wanted to ask you. Do you think men, I don't know if it's conscious or subconscious, are men seeking out a mom they fuck?
No. I mean, I think it varies. I think guys, and I see it kind of like, I'm like, guys in relationships, they're useless on their own. I'm like, oh, I know how to cook. I know how to clean. I know how to do my laundry.
Yeah.
I know.
He's an independent woman.
Yeah, exactly. So like everything.
I got my own house, apartment.
Single. But the reason is like anything, like one of my friends has been sold on with getting in a relationship. I'm like, I don't need that. I mean, the companionship is nice, but like women typically come in and fix their life so much because they're just dumb, useless.
Do you have friends who've like ended up dating someone just because the person fixed so much shit?
Oh, yeah. Like, I've had friends where I'm like, I think you would starve if you didn't have a woman to like.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And it truly is. But I think, the woman you marry, like a lot of guys will find another lady who like helps them sort their life and continues to raise them. Because I think the other thing women don't realize is like, God, we really don't grow. A lot of us just don't mature. We don't.
Yeah, people, like women think, like, no, men take longer. They
think like this is a good starting point. Like this is a good foundation to build upon. He's great.
They go, I see his potential. And you're like, that's it.
No, yeah, you're seeing everything. Like what you get on purchase is just what you get.
There is no potential.
Yeah, we're just hoping by the time you figure out there's going to be no personal self-development, you are too old to leave us. We don't know what we're doing anymore. Because I saw it with my...
You can't find something else.
But there is now like a bunch of women like my mother who are like, fuck this shit. Get out. Like, yeah. I'm going to spend the last 20 years of my life in peace, not having another child.
Yeah.
So it's like, because my dad was, he was a shitty older brother more than he was a dad. Like, it was just my mom with three kids.
That's so many men feel like Homer Simpson.
Yeah,
like
100%. But like,
dumbass.
But then you like realize, like if you, like a divorced man, like they just revert to, like when a guy meets his wife, like that's where he stops,
you're like whatever brain, she got me
the
to
brain or like the skill set is constantly it's frozen in time right there. So if you meet your wife at 28,
you're done.
And she leaves you when you're 60, you're going back mentally. You're 28.
You're 28.
So like you see a bunch of divorced men are just
living in
they're disabled parts
studios
of studios
with like lawn chairs.
Yeah, it's bologna sandwiches and studio apartments. It's like fucking dark. And it's just like, what are you doing?
And it's because they didn't buy enough lamps and there's no overhead lighting.
They have no concept of, I'm just like, huh?
And they can't. Also, I don't know. I like, maybe this isn't universally true. But it really feels like, in my experience, observing my friends, and there are certainly exceptions. And I'm literally thinking of people who are the exceptions that I'm like, oh. But men, like, I think women are more outwardly emotional, but I think in doing that, we can move on.
Yeah, no,
we get our heart broken and we cry and we go, this fucking sucks. I'm so sad.
It's a blow off L for you. You know, you guys are far more emotionally stronger than men.
Men break up, get broken up with, and never recover.
Take it for the rest of our lives. Yeah.
Like,
100%.
Is that why you're single? Did you just get shattered?
My joke is always like, a lady hurt me one time.
One and I don't want to do that again.
A lady hurt me one time, and now it's all your guys' fault for the rest of my life.
It is funny though, because it's like almost from a Darwinism evolutionary like it's kind of dumb that women go like, I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah, but like,
hey y'all, watch this.
But there is like I think there is a middle ground between the inability men have to go through it and women being able to go through it as much as they can. But
it's
I also
like a survival
think, like,
skill.
It like comes like you guys are while you are emotionally insane, like I think part
what?
Of that is like you can't like we've talked about I don't like women crying.
We weren't going to rehash that episode, but
like,
check out the TikTok.
It's emotional vomiting. You're throwing up on me in public. Knock it off.
I mean in public that's crazy.
Yeah, but
I say that as someone who has done it, but like
but
yeah. I know I'm crazy.
But the guys could cry more for sure. But like I think women being comfortable with showing emotion.
Yeah.
Like they learn how to deal with it because they're dealing
because
with
they're,
it constantly.
Yeah.
And
we're
it
babies.
Doesn't become so this big scary thing like getting your heart broken.
Yeah, that it's like you let it, it's there is something to letting it out.
Yeah.
Like releases it.
And you figure out how to navigate that. Like when you go through something, if you go through it again, you have a path to get through it again.
If you've done it.
Your way back there. Yeah.
And your girlfriends
are
like,
so afraid to go through it and you avoid it. You're either going to avoid love for the rest of your life or it's going to happen and it's oftentimes doesn't work out. And when it doesn't work out, you're going to be fucking useless.
Useless.
But yeah, back to men and divorce. Like, yeah, divorced men.
Shattered and use and
yeah,
no
they
skills.
Don't, yeah. And it's like, and good for the woman. At no point did I, as a divorced guy who's useless, I'm like, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Because you're
it's
useless.
Because you didn't.
Someone got sick of taking care of this.
I have this much sympathy for, like, I have a little bit of sympathy for those men because it's like, damn, that woman just took care of all your shit.
Oh, it's a beautiful
They enabled
con.
You.
It's a long con. So yeah, it is the they it's women taking the foundational polls men need to support themselves away through the whole mail, like cooking and cleaning and scheduling appointments and dentist appointments and doctor's appointments.
My mom ran my stepdad's
insurance,
whole business.
When my mom dies, insurance is going to become, figuring out my insurance every year is going to become, it's a nightmare. So
well,
like,
you get on
like,
shitty insurance, they yeah. just renew it.
But like.
My taxes, though, I'm fucked when my mom dies.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a tax person? I got to get ahead of
this.
I
got like this old lady, but I have her through my mom and she doesn't take
any An old people. Lady? I
we
can't.
We constantly make her do things or she's like, I really don't feel kind. I'm like, don't worry about it.
It's a write-off. It's a write-off, yeah,
she's
Susan.
Like, she's like, oh, I could get this. I could lose my license. You're not working anyway, hun.
Yeah. I'm not putting your name on this.
But she's a wizard.
Yeah, my mom, I have never, never mind.
Yeah, I...
Government's not getting a penny out of me.
My mom is not good with emotional things or, like, emotional support or anything, but Pam's good with numbers.
No, that's... Like, we have very similar moms.
Yeah, so it's like...
That's her love language, is like, I'll do the paperwork.
Yeah, so, like, she's good with that, and at this point in my life, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but it's just so fucking...
I've never had a lighthouse of, like, a person. It's like, I'll show you the way, I'll help you out.
That's not coming. Well, that's the problem is people.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like media, but everyone, it's like no one's coming to save any of us.
No.
And like.
I've only had some people like who are shitty parents or hit their kid or whatever. And they're like, well, my dad hit me. It's like, okay,
well, what did the kid do?
You have a map of how not to be.
Yeah. You should know better.
Like, yeah. So is anyone who falls into the.
Yeah. That like hurt people.
Yeah,
it's like,
no.
Not if they fucking work on themselves, you stupid
you stupid piece of shit.
You stupid,
kill yourself.
Useless. Okay, so
anyway, divorce men, kill yourself.
Anyway, I mean, well, also, when you break up with someone, how do, I mean, I know, like, in a country song, how they deal with it, where it's just like, I just got to go to the bar and drink, and women are like, yeah, and blow things up. But, like, can you even go to your friends and really talk about it?
No, I mean,
or do you get like, is it like depression where you like you
no,
get one day?
There's like a buddy of mine. He's from Detroit. He's from Flint.
He has struggled,
but I mean, it's like he's Midwest too. It's like, and he's a good buddy. When we hang out, we go to a bar, we have beer, and we stare at the TV together. That's we don't fucking talk every. We there's no big
and men like that.
Yeah,
it's like peaceful,
dude.
Men love to do.
If I had to
do nothing together next to someone they care about,
yeah. And I think that's foreign torture to a woman.
Yeah, I think this is fundamental struggle with Nate and I, because if I'm near someone, I have to connect with them.
If I had a mute button, are you kidding me? I'd be married for 10 years at this point.
If you could just sit here.
If I could just
here.
Be like, yeah. If just, I
just... When, do you think gay men's houses
reason,
are just peaful?
The two, if you want to get a woman the maddest, the two is, shh, calm down.
Yeah, relax, shut up.
Shh. Calm down. Is the two, and then get your throat slit. But it's like anything where it's just like, please stop, y'all. Like, please.
It's also just the calm down. That's the just no address the concern.
It's my favorite thing.
Oh yeah, you're a cartoon villain.
That and
calm
then, like,
down.
The do not disturb thing that's on iPhones now is like I'll just fucking say something. If you text me and I have do not disturb on, there is a woman somewhere.
Who's pissed you off?
Furious at me because
you turned it on.
Immediately went to do not disturb.
That's so funny.
You get that after you try to retort, and you're like, oh god damn you.
I never think. I do think about that just with like friends because sometimes I'm getting so many texts. It'll just be one of those days where, and I say something to someone, and then I just go, I got to put this on do not disturb because I'm not getting anything done. And I do think that friend's going to think that this is about them.
Oh, I just mean
especially it's a
that,
woman.
Yeah, the only. I'll mute the group combo, or I'll mute the text where you like.
Oh.
You can just turn the notifications off because then they don't see. Oh. But I want you to see.
You want
that
you to,
I don't.
You're
want
the person
it,
who leaves your phone on red, so you go like, I want you to know I didn't answer you.
I'm pretty sure I have it in my settings where you don't see if I've seen. I've
read okay.
It. Yeah.
I found out once that I accidentally had turned that on.
It's
and
terrifying. Like, I
it shattered
want
me.
Anyone to know that I've yeah.
Which, by the way, I wouldn't have known if someone didn't go. I can see
it's
that you read this,
mode.
And I'm like, you're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a power. Like, I don't know why you would have that on.
Yeah, it's...
To tell, like, I don't know what it serves.
It's psychotic. I don't even know why that's a function.
Mm.
Like, what do I just want you to know I am actively ignoring you.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about, like, Uber and stuff didn't exist in college or, like, dating apps, but, like, texting, like I had to, I didn't learn how to text until college and it was like late and I hated it. I didn't want to have to do it. But
oh,
like,
that's so funny. Texting ruined me.
Oh,
I was like,
it ruined everything.
Finally.
It ruined everything.
I mean, I used to.
The only thing keeping people like from calling, like, especially if you're dating, is like calls a lot and you better come correct with like what you want to talk about.
Yeah, so the constant like, connection.
The constant like, hey, like do not.
Hey, what are you just
I
thinking of you?
I constantly get asked like, what's my, like, am I mad at them or friends, girls, angry? And it's just like, no, but you asked me a question, I answered it.
Like, what else do you
like,
want?
If you're going to type like, yeah, I'll, but it's like, this is a chore. Every text is a little chore that I have that you're giving
you
me.
You are so miserable.
Dude, it's just like.
Oh, my hands.
It is like, yeah, I have to text you. Ugh. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I like it. Like, if we're like trying to plan something or if it's like. Or if it's,
you've never been like really into a girl and you're just like, I just keep texting. Is anyone ever funny enough?
Sure, yeah.
But even that, are you like?
Yeah, but then you want to end on a high note. You're like, hey, we got to stop before like.
I'm going to run out of punchlines.
Joke doesn't work.
Oh, that's such a man thing to be. I got to be funny. Oh, that's a, I got to end there. Close the set.
Oh, yeah.
The next thing might be funny, not be funny. And it's, I guess it's fine because you're a comedian. So like you're going to be funny. Nothing. I love a funny man. It's a fundamental part of
sure funny people.
The
in general,
glue that holds yeah. any of my relationships together. Some of the worst relationships, just not the right match, have been holding on by the thread of like, but he's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
The dates I've gone on with, and I, it's probably exponentially worse being a female comedian. They find that out and they like turn it
oh,
up to 100.
Yeah.
When I know when it's.
I don't let them know as a male comedian. I couldn't imagine as a
no.
female comedian.
It's I've made the mistake.
Yeah. Sure. Or on the plane, the neighbor asks you, never. It's always advertising.
Yeah, I'm just going to start saying that I work in a morgue.
Yeah, I'm always just creative director of advertising.
That's because watching a man try to be funny.
Yeah.
When he's not funny.
No, it's
is painful. And I'll tell you this, for as much as I'm a people pleaser, one thing I'm really proud of myself for is like, it's been a long time since I have fake laughed for a guy.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, I can't.
I don't have it in me.
No.
To, but yeah, you have to be, to keep my attention, I think.
You have to, like.
Whether it's a friendship or, like, a relationship, like, you have to be funny. God, like with a relationship especially, just because the only value that I bring. Truly.
Is how fun and lighthearted and happy
or, like,
he is.
To keep me in it is, like, making you laugh is, like. I have to want to do that. Like, I have to enjoy it. Well, so it's like your laugh is the laugh. A girl's laugh is huge because I have to like it.
Because what if a girl was like perfectly hot? You had good banter, but she's like.
It would be a lot. I would have her change it.
I would kill her.
But no, it'd be like. But laughing is because that's kind of like where I put
it's like
my
your
energy.
Pavlov's
like, yeah.
dog.
Yeah, it's because it's like, yeah. I mean, it's just like. Laughing is always. Like, you make them laugh. Like, it gets you out of everything.
If you could. I mean. That used to be a joke I would do about that Marilyn Monroe quote of like, if you can make a girl laugh, you can make her do anything. And of course I go, except anal.
Is that
American? But like, of course. You don't know that? Every woman you hang out with hasn't had that tattooed on her lower back or something?
No, but I did end up in a girl's room once. She had the Marilyn, like if you
can't handle me.
My word, painted on her wall above her bed.
Do you know how awful you have to be that you're like, this
Dude,
needs to be permanent?
I.
But like, also probably hot.
It was like the first, like my brain, it's like when my brain became an adult. Like my brain was like, oh, we can't. Have sex with this one.
You're like, oh, like, this is what a boundary
like,
is.
I was like, it's like when my brain and dick like talked and they're like, we can, okay, look, there's some fail safes we have to put into this.
That's so wild. I mean, that's such a, that quote is it's such a like.
The audacity.
The lack of personal responsibility in that quote. No one should be able to handle you at your worst.
Yeah, it's like a guy being like, if you can't take my hardest right hook.
Then you don't deserve a ring.
You don't deserve my money.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And I mean, I guess there is something to say about like, if you're really close to a partner, they should hopefully be able to get through those moments. But saying it like that is just letting people know you're going to terrorize them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, it's, but you also know everything you need. And like, all right, got it.
It's also 100% of the time someone brandishing that quote in any way, using it as a weapon. Let me tell you, your best isn't that good.
Yeah.
You're not as good as you think you are. That's.
It is a wild, but yeah, it's. But yeah, laughing is huge.
Do you feel. Okay, so On that note, this has just become a finance relationship. What do men think?
Let's talk about
man who represents all men.
We may as well just, yeah.
I feel like in a way that, like, so you need to make someone laugh. And for someone who, for like men who feel that way, that's your service you're providing almost. I know that seems weird, but I do feel like men need to feel like they're providing.
Sure. I mean, you have to, you want to feel.
Okay, wait. We're going to talk about men feeling like they need to provide things right after this break. You guys, we're back again in case I forget to delete that part where I say we're back and then I disappeared because the camera died.
Sure.
Because it's me and I might.
It's a tight ship we were in here.
It's, you know, it's about as tight as anything else I've got. Am I right? I'm a woman. We age out. I'm falling apart. We were talking about men having the need to provide.
Mm.
And I don't know. I guess I just was like, do you feel like that's... Well, here's the thing. I once went on a few dates with a guy. He was pretty fun. He was mildly amusing. He wasn't... Listen, it was never going to work.
Slowly starts to tear in. He's pretty fun. He kind of sucked.
But he... Yeah, it was one of those... I was like, he was cute.
Yeah, sure.
And I was probably in a manic episode.
Absolutely.
And I was like, this is fun. He's hot.
We've all been there.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, there's nothing there. And the worst part about what I'm about to say is that this guy probably thinks he's also a very effective communicator. That's probably a thing he goes, I'm a very, you know what I mean? I just, based on the way he said this, but I can't even remember the topic, but he explained something to me. A very obvious thing, something that I didn't need explaining. And I said, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty obvious. And this happened a couple of times. And I would go, yeah, no, I know that.
Yeah.
And after a few times, he said, he said this with confidence. You know, I think he said as a man, it really makes me feel good when I can feel like I'm teaching you something and giving you advice. It felt like, I'm like, did you read this in a therapy book?
As a man, it makes me feel good when you're a dumb bitch. And
yeah.
I have to show you the way.
Yeah. Basically he's like, when I feel like I'm educating you on something. And I'm like, that's cool, I mean, but you're not. And I'm not going to pretend.
That reduces down to, as a man, I feel better when I'm superior.
I'm superior. Yeah. And I was like, I appreciate you sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Noted. I'm not going to pretend to not know something.
Yeah.
Because it will make you feel special. Because that, I was like, this is.
The amount of times you hear guys like explaining something, or you're like on a, you're at a bar, or you're someplace where there's like dates going on, you just want to go. Any date that doesn't go well for a guy, 7 times out of 10 can be fixed by him just shutting up. Like, just stop talking. The amount of times I'll go, be here, I'm just, dude, just shut up. Stop talking. Just stop talking. Ask her one question. Ask a question. You know how many questions I've asked I don't give a shit about?
You asshole.
I do not care.
But so like, what do you do for fun?
I don't. But like, just shut up.
I mean,
it's all you gotta do. It's Mystery Science Theater 3000. Come in every now and then with a funny comment. Fucking let him go.
Let her tell you about herself. Yeah. And she'll go, oh my God, he's such a good listener.
Yeah,
the amount of men who it's like, this isn't, especially first dates, you're like, this isn't a marketing presentation.
Dude.
If you have to pitch yourself to me.
Yeah. And I mean, the other thing is like, and I have a joke, but it is like, for guys, a lot of time it's like a interview that we have to pay to be a part of. Like, half the time it is like, oh, yeah, I have to like dance and make you laugh. And
do you think
but
it's
like the women who don't like give back the like what they take out? So like, ask, like, if you're not, I'm like, this is a two-way interview and you are failing miserably.
Yeah, you should have questions. It's like a real interview
conversation, or like get a clipboard and start checking off things that I'm doing right. But like, this isn't.
Yeah.
But like, I think that's what, like, this is a bad date. Like, if it feels like that, you're like, okay, that's why. Like,
you're like, this isn't the one.
Anytime it's like, take me out for dinner, I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, I will eventually.
Yeah.
But like, if it's a first date, we're going to a chill spot.
Coffee, maybe.
I'm getting a beer. We're getting a drink.
Drink,
and we're gonna,
yeah,
shoot shit. And we're going to figure out if this is even something we want to do again.
I'm not deciding if I like being around you over a steak.
Yeah. I don't mind paying for you. I want to make sure I like you before I pay for you.
Yeah. You worth
and
me
we
paying
for drinks? I'm paying for the drinks, but like,
I'm not going to take you to a shitty restaurant.
I'm not calling
and I'm
a
not
place to make a reservation for someone I've never met. Not happening.
Well, let me tell you, Nate.
Yeah,
took me out.
That's why he's.
It was also
in a relationship. gainly employed.
It was also a terrible restaurant. We laughed about it later. He's
there
like,
you go.
I just found it. And did I ever tell you this story? We went to this restaurant in Beverly Hills because I was like, yeah, dinner's fine. But at the time I was doing Statius Patwell's School of Thought. I was on a very strict macros thing. I was like, so if we could pick it out like ahead of time so I can find the menu. And I said, I was like, I want you to know I am disgusted with what I'm telling you right now. Yeah, I'm back on it now because Mama pudged out over the holidays. Had a little too many slices of cheesecake. Let me tell you,
the season, bitch. You're fine.
I got the opportunity to fly first class on American Airlines. And when I say I got the opportunity, I mean I booked our flights to Florida and I booked us a red eye, not first class on the way there. And it was so bad that Nate paid to upgrade my ticket. Okay. And I was like, well, I'm not going to fight you. The amount that they feed you in first class is... I don't think I could fly first class all the time if I could afford it because I would be obese.
Yeah. Only a few times I've flown it, I'm like, oh, it is truly a look into the other side of, like...
Yeah, you're like, this is a different world.
I sat next to one guy once, hello, dear, and he just kept ordering these whiskey cokes, and he was like some big real estate, made all his money, and just like... Clearly, no one has told him no in a long time.
Like,
if you accepted that you're dealing with the archetype of a power business dude.
As cool as that could be.
Who also, I'm like, you get drunk, you hang. Like, I'm like, all right. And he was, but there, no other way to put this, the flight attendant was aggressively gay. Bless his heart.
Yes, guy, queen.
We are, like, about to land, and... The guy tries to order another whiskey coke, and Flyton's like, "Hun, we're about to land." I'm like, "No," and he's like, "If you're worried about me not finishing this before the wheels come out, he's like, "Just come give it to me. You stay right there, and I'm gonna give you the glass back."
He negotiated with him.
The drink back and just gives it back and goes, "No, I'm good."
That's like,
it
so
had to
funny.
Have been his tenth, and it was like Seattle, L.A. It was like a 2-hour flight.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, that was the thing too. Having done this flight and
but they don't say no to you.
I treated myself to a glass of white wine. I don't drink that much anymore. I fucking cannot handle it.
Sure.
I think I did too much in college and in my 20s. My body, I'll be halfway through a drink and my body is sending signals that it's like, you're not supposed to be doing this. But we had our nice meal and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a glass. I must have had 3 sips and I was shit-faced.
Sure.
And I think it's the altitude. Like, I also know I'm a lightweight, but I was like...
It's pressurized.
I feel bad.
It's pressurized.
Like, and I'm like, people are just throwing those back?
Yeah.
The level of alcohol, like, that's psychotic. I think about that in terms of being on a set, though, too. That, like, God willing, because I'm just now starting to try to get into acting this past year. In some world where I get so lucky, I book a recurring role.
Sure.
I'm going to have to be like, I need a separate area. I can't be near craft services.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'll be
a
different character by the end of this season. Because I'm a poor kid. You put free food in front of me.
That's why I don't have food in my, ever. Because if I have, I go to the court, it's a game of how quickly can I get this.
Oh, like, by the way, that's the hardest part for me about living with a partner. He can eat whatever he wants, first of all. He's like a dude that doesn't, you know. It doesn't affect him, and he can have snacks, and he can. Yeah. And I'm not gonna be like, we can't have that in the house. Yeah. But I would definitely be in better shape.
Sure. Oh yeah.
If I lived alone.
Yeah. I just don't.
So if I don't have it, I'm fine.
Yeah.
If it's there, if you bring a bag of chips in to my home.
Yeah. If the pantry is full, it won't be full for long.
Yeah, I'm fucking getting in there. Oh, hello, Moki.
But yeah, I do think we're going back to guys
explaining
feeling like they need or like feeling like they need. I think anyone in a relationship, you have to feel like you're bringing value to the table somehow.
I do wonder if.
So it's like my value has always been like, okay, if I made like laughing is always because I know immediately like value.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's every comedian so is like that's
yeah,
our like
100%. So
instant
it's like,
love.
Yeah. So like, but I think a lot of guys. Especially when they lack personality, they're not bringing anything else. It's like, my dad was like, I bring money.
Bring money.
Yeah. I give money.
Money.
And so when he stopped being able to do that, like, you'll lose your mind. Like, guys, if they don't have, I mean, he lost his mind. You'll lose.
If all you have is money.
Yeah, when you're in, when your ego is entirely tied up into that, or your identity is tied up into I provide or I do this, and you can't do that anymore.
It shatters you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. I get it. And that's why it's like, yeah, you can't, I mean, you have to be flexible and fluid, and you have to understand that, like,
I mean, it's going to be hard if you go through that. I sometimes think that's what happened with my dad. Like, at the age that he left, I think, and this is going to sound deranged, but I don't think I'm incorrect. I was 8 years old. And at that point, I think I was smarter than my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's like, well,
I've done all I can't I can provide do here.
Any information. They're better off without me.
I can only hurt them from here on out.
It took a long time, and that helped me, like, find some semblance of forgiveness. There's still, of course, like, I go through cycles if I think about it too much, but, like, a big part of me being able to, like, forgive my dad and let go was realizing it's like, oh, it wasn't the right move, but he was actually thought it was the right move. He was like, I'm gonna make it worse.
Yeah,
I do drugs and I don't know anything else. I showed him the boat.
Yeah,
that's it.
Kicking tire shoes.
Yeah, she's gonna be all right. She'll walk it off.
Yeah.
And I actually wonder now, having said that thing about the money, I obviously there'd be no real good way to research this, but I do wonder how many men who are the mansplaining type, who are like, what I provide is information.
Yeah.
How often they're not doing well financially.
Yeah. And I also think it's just like anyone who can actually provide information, or like I don't think Bill Nye is going on dates being like, so you ought to get like just
did you know me, that
like I be he very probably surprised.
Gets shit faced and is a good time.
I feel like Bill lays it down.
Yeah, I would like to party with Bill Nye.
I think Bill's doing just fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's like any.
Well, if you're smart, you don't have to like go out of your way to prove it either.
It's like in the green room of a show, like the comics who won't shut the fuck up.
They're running bits on you.
Yeah, it's the one who's not talking. Every time, the one who's quiet, I'm like, that person's going to kill.
They're going to crash.
Almost every time, it's that person.
Oh,
that
yeah.
And it's, so it's the same thing with, like, if you're on it, it's anyone who, no one who knows a lot is going to tell you they know a lot.
Yeah, it's all compensating when people are like.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there are things that people do to seem smart. And that's always like a red flag when it's obvious that you're like, you want me to think you're smart.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't even put my finger on it. But it's, the providing the information I didn't ask for and in a really inorganic way. Like sometimes there is a cool, oh, I saw this thing. Did you actually know that whatever? And that's fun. I like learning information. But, yeah. Or just an overuse of big words in a way that you're like,
sure.
We get it.
Yeah.
You did well in English class.
Calm down, Didion.
Yeah, I was literally, I said this on the break, but I'm saying it to you guys now. I was literally at a car museum. I didn't need to say I was on the break. I'm really bad at, like, the fourth wall thing. Just keeping up the illusion. It's a nightmare. But
you're at the Peterson Auto Museum. You were in the vault at the Peterson Automotive Museum, which is where they keep all their very
the really cool cars. Which, by the way, guys, if you are looking for a date, a place to take a woman that's going to impress her, take her somewhere else.
Yeah, I was going to say, really?
It's cool. No, it's cool. As someone who just likes, I liked the old cars the most, honestly, and it was cool, but we don't care.
Yeah.
And like, if you have a car that runs, sure. If you have a piece of shit that's like openly falling apart, that's going
to... Now, ladies, if you want to take a guy to a date that he's going to love, take him to a car museum.
Yeah, so...
They had the Batmobile, like the Michael Keaton Batmobile last time I was there.
And oh,
I
yeah,
was,
they like, had I, the DeLorean.
They had... I met the writer of... He was there, the writer of...
Back to the Future?
Yeah, was there. I got a picture with him. And we're both looking at each other's watches outside the DeLorean.
I
was writing an article for some car magazine. I can't remember.
My heart. That's my...
So they sent me. So I had, like, press pass. So I got to go in the vault before they opened the vault to the public.
Oh, you were, like, talking about the vault and stuff?
Yeah.
Ugh.
But, like...
I mean, that was cool to me.
Yeah.
The cars from movies. Mm-hmm. There, and then, like, Saddam Hussein's limousine was there.
Okay.
Which I thought was cool, but I actually think that's probably... unique. I still think most women would go, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't understand why that we preserved that car, but okay.
But they did have a car that Nancy Sinatra rode in a movie. Look at me making generalizations about women. It's just like, it's not that you wouldn't care about the car. I just feel like I can picture a guy going, actually, do you know that Saddam Hussein, this used to be, and that's what was going on. Men were regurgitating facts that were on the sign in front of these women.
Sure.
And it's like, what are we fucking,
yeah.
You think I can't read? You shut up.
Car guys, especially, we're talking about, car guys are as one, it, like, they're awful. I don't like hanging out with car guys.
But you are a car guy.
Yeah, but, like, it's, and like, it's the most unfun. It's like, I like to golf. I hate fucking golfers. Like, I don't want to ever.
I don't want to have a cigar.
No, fucking leave me alone.
Talk about how you're cheating on your wife.
Yeah, like.
Make a business deal.
But, like, yeah, car guys, like, because they don't know. I mean, it's truly the one thing that they know, like, well, or they think they do.
And they think it's like, as interesting as everyone else.
Yeah, and they have no personality usually typically in any other way. And I follow a lot of car accounts. I follow a lot of, like, car pod, and they're all heavily, like, some of the most uninteresting people in the world talking about the most uninteresting, talking about something that can be interesting in the most uninteresting way. It's like, yeah, like computer guys talking about a motherboard, and you're like, dude.
They're like, you're not doing anything to get people who aren't already as knowledgeable and obsessed with you on board, mm-hmm, with that kind of behavior. It's the same thing with, like, the, yeah, use of too big of words in your vocabulary. If I think it's a common thing with anything people are obsessed with, or if it's their career, you start to forget what isn't common knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, people, you talk to people in a way that's like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck a carburetor is.
Yeah.
What is it about cars that you like? What is it about cars that makes men go like,
I think, I mean, yay, for me, it will always be like the over romanticized, like, the fact that I can get in it, I can get in something and be gone. Like, just like your dad.
The fact that I can, fuck you. Just, the fact that I can get in something and not get arrested for it.
Yeah, there is like a Wild West, like, freedom to where it's just like, I can just go leave. Like, I'm not trapped here. That's why also, like, I don't like nuclear, like, I have authority issues to the point, like, I hate automatics. Like, I have to have a manual. Don't tell me what gear to be in. I'll tell you. Like, there is just, like, but, and it's like you're needed.
1840s.
Like, you have, like,
I'll take care of you, sweet.
Yeah, like, it, like, oh, yeah, and, like, I have the joke about cars. I have, like, my grandmother left me her Mustang. It's, like, a 68.
It's beautiful.
And a friend of mine, she's, like, she's a stunt car driver in Hollywood. She, like, does all of the movies. Like, she's one of, like,
that's so two fucking of the female cool
stunt drivers. And she's, I call her the coolest.
Pretty good for a girl.
I call her the coolest 14-year-old boy I know.
But is she little?
Oh, yeah. She's my bitch. And she's, like,
I always wondered if that, like,
she's, like, Filipino. She's a mix of things. So she got found, like, valeting cars in Seattle, and they're, like, shooting a car commercial, and, like, director's, like, saw her whipping them around, and he was, like, I mean, if we're constantly looking for women who know how to drive. Like, she got recruited. Yeah, so she came down, and she's, like, multiple homes, coolest car collection.
I can drive a stick.
Badass lady. Anyway, shout out Sarah. Where is it going with this? Oh, but Sarah was like, do you have a name for it? And I was like, yeah, don't do this to me right now. Not right now. Two more miles. Because it would break down constantly.
Two more miles.
But there is something like, I mean, it's just like having a golden retriever, like an old dog that follows you around. There is like, aww, that dynamic to it.
You and just love it.
Women
don't
understand, but that's the joke. Whereas, like, women treat their cars like men treat women, which is like, like, men take women for granted, take advantage of women, don't. And it's like, you see a woman in her car, and I'm like, yeah, this car gets you everywhere you got to go every day. It's there for you every day.
That's so. And
would you look at it? Look at it. What are you doing? The dashboard looks like a fucking Christmas tree right now.
You know what's so funny is I think the opposite is also true, that women will, like, dote on a man the way he will dote on his car. Yeah. Like, that it's so.
Yeah. I rub my car's dash.
But you would never give a woman.
No, absolutely.
If you were dating a woman, she's like, can you give me a massage? You'd go, nope, not my job. Yeah. But why? Why are cars? It's because cars don't talk back.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it just comes down to volume.
Yeah, tar's not. And the cars, it's the authority thing. It's not going to tell you what to do.
Yeah, I mean, when there isn't words being thrown at your face a lot, it is just, we love quiet.
Peaceful. Well, I think I take for granted, like, I don't think of myself as being intimately connected to my car, but I think men really much do. They go like, this is my baby, yeah, my thing. And but having had cars totaled, when my car that I drove across the country in got totaled in LA, it ruined me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I couldn't even explain why. I think it was really just like, oh, I don't get close to anyone.
Been there.
The car knows me.
Been there through everything. But yeah,
I don't pick my nose in front of people.
But car guys tend to suck.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I got a good one. But
because rarely they also can actually work on cars. They just, like, know a lot and they want to be like,
this, oh, yeah.
He's like, okay.
If I got under that hood, it's like, you'd ruin the car.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. I like cars, but, like, I can change my tire. I can jump about it, but it's limited.
But it's
I can change my oil, I can change my air filter, and there's a couple things where if I had to, I could probably. But there's no way.
That but I don't
could,
want to.
That I could like
you get your rebuild, delicate hands.
Rebuild. Yeah, this is
your like, copywriting hands. Your soft writing reason. Jokes yes. about your parents' hands.
My only phobia is manual labor, but but yeah, there isn't. There's actual car guys who are like, you know, I changed my own brakes and everything. I'm like, Jesus.
But you're aware that, like, women don't care.
No. But in, I don't know, guy is a car guy, I think, for women to care.
I know, but I, okay, well, then that's good to know. Because I've always felt like there's a part of men who go, like, did I have that car? It's like.
Yo, well, that's an LA type for sure.
I mean, there. I guess there is a type of LA woman but, like, who, if you, they, yeah, they see a car and they go, money.
Guys compensating for, like, I have money and I have no person. I got to let them know. And they get, and it's like, yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah, that's fucking, I don't know. It's insane. Do you hear that?
I think it's your
my computer overheating.
Fan turn on.
Great, good.
the camera just cut.
Yeah, whatever. We'll just end it. Let's see. Is there anything else we want to say that'll just be?
Oh, I forgot to talk about my road rage.
All right, listen, you guys. There was a weird break in the fucking camera. We'll always keep dying, then I'll keep pausing. But either way, that's the end of the episode for the regular feed. We but there's going to be a little bonus section. I'm going to ask Justin a couple more questions. He's got a fucking crazy story.
Not that crazy.
Okay.
Super crazy.
It's a fun road rage story. And who doesn't love a good road rage story? So if you're interested in that, go over to punchup.live/JMS. Doesn't cost anything. I'm just putting it behind an email wall because I want your fucking email so I can tell you when I'm in your city so you come to the fucking shows. Anyways.
That's how she pays her bills, folks.
Please.
Come on. Sign up.
Help me get a better camera so I stop
cutting
out.
Sometimes I open for her and I could use some money too.
You guys help me help Justin. Help me help this white man.
Poor and white.
What's he going to do?
I don't want to write another cover letter.
I don't want to write another. My hands are exhausted.
They're making us write cover letters now. They used to just give us the jobs.
Oh, it's disgusting. Now they're treating you like everyone else.
This is unfortunate.
It's disgusting.
That's why I put Native American in all the.
I mean, I was born in America. Absolutely. It's not true. I'm German, and I never put that.
I'm registered.
I'm registered. I'm a registered German. Okay.